With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Governor Cuomo was live on WAMC Radio in Albany yesterday when discussing the negative connotations about Italian Americans, he used a racial slur.
They used an expression that Southern Italians were called, I believe they're saying Southern Italians, Sicilians, I'm half Sicilian, were called, quote unquote, and pardon my language, but I'm just quoting the Times, wops.
Democratic Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who is black, says he was not offended. However, President of the Black Institute, Bertha Lewis, said Cuomo appears to think he has so much privilege that he thinks he can say anything. Let me bring in Carl Calabrese this morning for just a moment here. Should Governor Cuomo have known better when he was on the radio yesterday?
I think the general rule to follow for all politicians at all levels of government from both parties is just don't use the word. Just say N-word. Just don't use it. There's no good that can come from using the word. I understand what he was trying to say about his heritage and his the background of his heritage, but it's probably best not to say it. Now, having brought it up, there's no question in my mind that if this were a Republican using that word, it would be all over the media. And I haven't seen or heard anything of it yet, other than right here, okay? But you bring it up. But I don't believe it's in the morning edition of the Buffalo News. I could be wrong because I've only looked at the front page. But it's just, if this were a Republican, not only would it be mentioned, there would be a drumbeat. There would be that drumbeat. It would have led the national news television shows last night. It would have been the talk of all of the cable news stations on the left. It would have been on radio. It would have been in the newspaper. There would have been a drumbeat had this been a Republican. And I think this probably will show us that bias that exists within the media in terms of dealing with a Republican who makes a mistake versus a Democrat who makes a mistake.
And because he's a Democrat, this will probably just blow over.
Probably, sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.